as
God
intended.
Let's go.
So much for this moment. Well, folks, we live in a crazy world. I think we're all figured that one out by now, right? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to get to that one. And, you know, as it happens, I get crazy stuff every day. I'm going to tell you some crazy stories today while we talk about earthing and grounding and why shielding doesn't work. In fact, that is going to be the main point today, and we're going to be talking both on Looking for Healing Radio and on Energetic Health Radio this week, and probably into a little bit next week, because I want to start sharing with you kind of what I've been doing last several months since the Healing for the Ages conference, just really tackling this issue of, my God, of trying to deal with EMFs, you know, and 5G. And we've learned a lot. We've figured out a lot. I've been able to test a lot. And we have some really great stuff coming up. So we're going to teach you over the coming, you know, weeks. And make sure you check out on both shows, right? We're going to be teaching you about, you know, healthy habits for your router, healthy habits for your computer. Oh, my goodness, some things we've learned there. Healthy habits for your phone. That's the big one. Of all of them, and how you can set up a sleep system, you know, so that you can really discharge and rebalance your body when it comes to what you've been exposed to all day long. I'm going to talk with you about some of my experiences testing thousands and thousands of dollars of shielding equipment. You know, from curtains to little devices to put on your phone to things to put next to your smart meter and all this stuff. I'm going to share with you today kind of what I've been seeing and what I've been testing. And it's pretty disturbing. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up, if a company is putting out a product that's not working, I do not need all of that problem. So I'm not going to tell you specifically if something didn't work, which companies didn't work. I can tell you it's multiple companies and it's a lot of them. But what I will tell you, of course, is I'll share the companies where things do work. You know, we want to support those companies. There's some things that we've been able to test and really validate. But before we get to that, I want to share with you this crazy thing that came in today. And then I'm going to tell you another crazy story because I don't know, for some reason, in the same breath for most people, I'm a really smart dude and an idiot at the same time. It's this unique dichotomy that I get to live with. And I'm going to tell you a funny story of a really good person that reached out to me. And I hope he's listening because I really like him, actually. And, you know, I can be prickly like a cactus sometimes, hard to hug, you know what I mean? But that's just the way I am. Get to a certain point, you stop apologizing for who you are. You know what I mean? It's like, look, that's what I am. You just got to figure out whether I'm here to help you or I'm not. And I'm going to tell you, I'm here to help you. Now, crazy stuff here. So I got this text in today about this water company called Liquid Death. Now, first of all, can you think of a worse name for a water company than Liquid Death? Like, I could understand if it was like a tequila or a super high proof kind of, you know, whiskey or something like that. Like, okay, I get it. You know, something where you can take a match, light it, and it goes. But this is for a water company, all right? And this is some crazy, crazy stuff here. So I get this thing in about Liquid Death, and this is what the announcement said. So it's a press release by the company. If over 200.6 million raised to date, that's dollars, raised to date, and a treasure trove of human souls wasn't enough. All right, this is some straight Luciferian stuff. And, you know, we got to start having this adult conversation, folks. You know what I mean? We can't be shy and bashful and scared. Oh, my God, I might offend somebody that worships Lucifer. Yeah, I'm going to offend that dude 100 out of 100 times, okay? And I'm going to be unapologetic about it. I don't care about your feelings. you worship in the wrong deity. All right. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I will not apologize for anything that I'm doing relative to this. And I hope you feel the same way. Can I get an amen? Yeah, I heard you. Now, it says, if that wasn't enough, Liquid Death, a water company, announced this morning it had closed a fresh $67 million investment round at a valuation of $1.4 billion. A water company with the name Liquid Death is now worth $1.4 billion, right? And one of their slogans is murder your thirst. This is insanity, what's going on. Now, that doubles their valuation from just 2022 when they were valued at $700 million. And you see this is canned water. It's like you look at it and you're like, why is this on the water aisle? I couldn't believe it, right? And there, the whole thing is, well, at least it's not plastic. Okay, yeah, you're in an aluminum can. You have to heat that aluminum up. So now you have heavy metals in it. And I've got to believe you've got some quantum dots. I can't wait to test this out. But this is where it gets a little even crazier. The new round includes institutional funding from the first-time partner, Sue Rowe Capital, a publicly traded investment fund, as well as existing investors, and they list a few of them out there. It's nuts. $1.4 billion for a water company called Liquid Death. I can't believe it. That's why I'm teaching you all how to purify your water and how to make home-brewed holy water, right? Because this is what they're doing. They're getting you to pay for this abomination, this monstrosity, but it gets worse. You go to their website, and do you know what they brag about on their website? Sell your soul and join the Liquid Death Country Club. Okay, I want to read this to you just so you think I'm making this up, right? This is like when you look around on the news and you see that there are Satan after school care facilities popping up at public schools around the country. This is nuts. The Liquid Death Country Club. Sell your soul to join. Contract binding for all eternity. Now, there's idiots out there thinking that these people are just playing around and this is some joke. Look, I sell my soul for eternity. The folks that put this together aren't joking. This is hallmark of how Luciferians work. Luciferians cannot take forceful control over your soul. You have to willingly surrender, here's the key word, dominion to them. This is a tenet of Luciferian. This is why I tell you folks, you have to study your enemy if you are going to defeat your enemy. So yes, I have went and done some research on Luciferianism and Satanism and what the differences are between the two. And I've studied traced the whole lineage back of Baphomet and that old crazy hermaphrodite looking thing, right? Like these are the things I do to just, I got to understand where these crackpots are coming from, right? So this company, Liquid Death Water, because that sounds like a great name. That's like, if you ever watch Seinfeld, right? Remember the Poland and Molin Springs were merging and they called it Molin or something like that. And they were all making sure they, we have to do something about that name. And apparently you don't. Apparently you can have the worst name imaginable and it'll sell. And especially when you have private equity coming in, Vanguard, BlackRock, you know, China. I mean, come on, this is getting ridiculous. So they say on this page, selling your soul to join the club gets you one free country club exclusive tea when you spend $50 on a liquiddeath.com product. Exclusive access to members-only merchandise. Early access to limited edition merchandise. Invites to private shows and events. Gee, I wonder what those are, right? Access to country club experience at select Live Nation festivals. All kinds of other cool SHIT. We can't tell you about yet. Well, and then they show you the contract. And it says all the stuff that they're talking about here. You are selling your soul for eternity to be a member of this club. See, that's the tenet of Luciferianism. They have to tell you what they're doing. That's why all the truth hides in plain sight all around us when we're talking about government websites and, you know, what's in these damn shots. They're telling you what's going on with the express understanding it is your job to revoke any authority that they think they have over them so they can focus on their zombie minions, right? Because if you want to be one, it's really easy and they're going to give you every opportunity. It's just crazy stuff that's out there. So setting up today's show, and thanks for listening, by the way. I mean, I hope you're, I mean, it's like I've seen so much crazy stuff over my lifetime, especially in the last 4 years, that it's almost like it's this whole desensitizing kind of thing that they're doing with us, right? Like, oh, what's the next thing that we're going to be outraged at for 24 hours until the next thing comes? And you know what I mean? And you just get to a point where you're just like, all right, listen, I get it. You all are just literally hell-bent on your own destruction, you know? So how about we do this? I'm not down with that. So I'm not going to go along with that. And you, if you want to destroy yourself, I believe in free will. If you want to surrender your existence for eternity to Lucifer, you go right ahead. You know what I mean? But you're not taking this world. This is God's. You're not taking this and giving it over to them. We're not doing that. You know what I mean? This has gotten just completely out of hand across the board. And it's so fun. Like I was at a furniture store just buying a little dresser, you know, over the weekend, and the conversation just pops up with some random guy that's, you know, working at the warehouse. And by and large, you have your finger on the pulse now. And a couple of years ago, people were afraid to talk about it. They were like, ah, this doesn't feel right, but they felt like it might just be a fad and going away, but you don't see it's going away. It's very palpable now when you're talking with people around the country, regular old folks, that everybody's had enough, you know, and it's just you can feel this bubbling over, you know, in the pot. And we're in an election year. We're going to see what's going to happen as we move through this year. That's going to be pretty interesting as we get towards the latter stages. Well, I'd said earlier that, you know, sometimes I'm considered to be pretty smart, and I don't know if it's deserved, and it's not for me to ever say stuff like that. But you know, I put my work in. You know what I mean? I put my work in. I make sure I read. I read at least a chapter or two in a book every single day. I make sure and read at least one peer-reviewed research article or something of that level. Every evening, I watch and read all kind of stuff throughout the day. I get all kind of crazy. You can imagine I get crazy stuff that comes in every day, all day long. Well, I got some crazy stuff that came in. Not really crazy. It was actually really sweet. I got some stuff that came in over the weekend saying, "Hey, doc, you know, get this to Dr. Ely. I want him to get his opinion on it." But not really. It wasn't so much get my opinion. It was I want to show him where he's pretty much wrong about how he's interpreting EMFs and things like that. And I was like, okay, you know, never mind that I have a degree in engineering and I'm things like that. And I have basic understanding of some pretty interesting phenomena. But okay, let's see where I'm wrong. Because it's not, believe me, it's not impossible that I'm wrong. I make plenty of mistakes. But this gentleman went about and did it really sweet, really gently. You know, it was like, look, I love you. I love what you're doing. Da, 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 da. I want to reach so many people, and you have a chance to reach people. So I just wanted to correct you on a couple points that you had said, you know, about some things. And he wanted to share with me, of course, some of his work, which I thought was excellent. I watched, he sent me a presentation that was on Brighteon, and it was excellent, you know, everything that he was saying. But then he wanted to turn me on to a doctor who will remain nameless because I don't want to blow anybody up like that. But who will remain nameless, who was trying to espouse some tenets of grounding and helping to clear the body. And I, you know, I, at first, you know, she seemed really knowledgeable and she was making, I thought, some reasonable points, but nothing, you know, you don't hear or know when you've been at this for a while. I've been studying grounding for over 10 years and otherwise known as earthing. We'll talk about that difference after the break. But I've been studying that for well over 10 years. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that we feel better when we have our bare feet on grass as opposed to You know, when we're wearing shoes all day and insulating ourselves from connection with Mother Earth and all these wonderful healing electrons that our body needs for biochemical functioning. But what ended up happening was I started reading and watching some videos of this doctor yesterday, because I was like, okay, she was making some pretty out there claims, you know, in my opinion. She was making some claims that, you know, of course, she's the one, that only one that has this cord that for grounding mats and things that you might use in the house. And if you don't use her cord, then you are basically allowing a particular current, a particular voltage. Well, no, it's a current, a particular current in your body called alternating current, or AC, right? You're allowing that in your body. And, you know, one of the things that she said, and I thought it was a really great way of explaining it, was AC as a current. Is alternating current is man-made, but DC, which is direct current, is God-made. And that's where the healing comes in, when we are predominantly exposing ourselves to DC current, because we are, our bodies are bioelectric devices. Our cells are essentially capacitors. They have the capacity to hold charge. And that's especially when there's heavy metals and quantum dots and things, you know, really embedded with them. So what I wanted to do, so you know, I'm reading some stuff and watching some videos on her and everything, and you know, a good person, but clearly she's selling a product. There were some biases there. But then she said something that was really spin, you know, spun me around. And it just, because what it does and what you find is that once a person gets biased in a certain direction, they try to have things fit their theory instead of allowing facts and data to shape their theories. It's a dangerous place when we're talking about what science really is. Science has been totally co-opted to equate to technology and technological gains, and that's not really what science is. Science is curiosity of how things work and a willingness to try to explore an answer to them so as to offer it and chance at reproducibility. But at its core, science is really just curiosity. And how can you explore in a way that helps you understand what's really going on, and often by process of elimination that we go through. So when we come back from the break, I'll complete the story, you know, and tell you a little bit, and this will set us up to start our conversation about earthing versus grounding versus shielding, because I want to give you a conceptual understanding of that today. And then as we get into other shows on Energetic Health Radio, and then coming back next week on Looking for Healing Radio, we'll start giving you some really good solutions that I have tested and tested and tested over again for the last several months. And we understand much better now why they work the way they do. And we want you to have advantage of being able to utilize them in their life, because we have to get into a better relationship with our use of technology. Because I'm going to make a statement to you right now before we go to the break. Shielding will not work. We'll tell you more about that. We come back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat. But it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
All right, healers, welcome back. Yeah, Looking for Healing Radio is sponsored by GlobalHealing.com. And you know by now, the finest medicine. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, we are launching some campaigns at the Energetic Health Institute to make sure we are mobilizing all of us to support businesses that are supporting us, businesses that refuse to sell out to venture capital and private equity, businesses that do things the right way and have tremendous integrity, and businesses that we need as much as they need us. Let me tell you, and Global Healing is at the top of that food chain because there is no greater place that you can get medicines that actually work, God's medicines that actually work, and we can prove them. And if you aren't exploring that catalog by now, after all we've been talking about and me bragging and bragging and bragging about them, I can't really help you. You understand what I'm saying? We have to be a part of our own rescue on this journey. We have to make sure we're supporting companies that are supporting us, and definitely Global Healing falls in that line. I've been using their brain health formula with turmeric and black pepper in it to activate the CB2 receptors. I love it. You know how I feel about their vitamin C. It's just like I can't get enough of it. And I will tell you, they have some new products coming out that are game changers, and I can't wait to see what Dr. Group and his wonderful people over there are doing. So make sure you go to globalhealing.com, use promo code OUTLOUD, get a bigger discount, promo code OUTLOUD, and start your journey today. Even if you're starting with their five-day liver cleanse, that's totally cool. But get in there, start putting those products in your body, and feel the difference that they can make for you, because there is Global Healing, and then there's a few other companies that are just a tier below. But we like them too, but we got to keep all of these companies in the game. Our lives literally depend on it, okay? Now, Looking for Healing Radio is also sponsored by the Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing people just like you. So we want you to stop being a patient and start being a student, and that's how you are going to live free. I'm here to teach you not what to think, but how. And that's where freedom really, really lives. We have a great new free course that we're working on right now. And like I said, free course. And you're going to be able to sign up for it. Just go to energetichealthinstitute.org and you'll see it. It's a 9-episode course. Again, completely free and all about helping get that mind right. We got to get our mind game together here and make sure we're understanding what's at stake and the true power that we really possess. So check us out at energetichealthinstitute.org. You'll really love that you did. And keep in mind, March 22nd, you want to work with me directly, come into our detox program. It's our highest rated program right after our holistic nutrition certification. Go come into our detox program where we teach you how to cleanse over the course of 28 days, deep cleansing. And we also teach you how to fast, skills that you are going to need and will serve you for and people you love for the rest of your life. March 22nd, energetic cleansing and fasting, otherwise known as our detox program. Go and check us out. You can go right on the homepage and you'll see a little picture with it and you can sign up straight away. We'd love to have you. And I'd love to be able to meet you and work with you directly. So go to energetichealthinstitute.org. All right. So folks, you know, finishing up that thought, that story from the last segment, you know, there's a simplicity that we want to employ as we get into the complexities of electromagnetic frequencies and we get into the complexities of magnetic fields and dirty electricity and radio frequencies at variable frequencies and variable wavelengths. I mean, there's a lot that goes into all of this, And what's so challenging for most of us is that a lot of it is completely unseen, unheard. It's just felt, and there's this opportunity to feel things and go, am I feeling that? Is that right? Is that what's going, And there's an uncertainty that comes with it because, a lot of us don't understand, electricity and how it works and don't understand magnetic fields and their influence upon the cellular environment. Don't understand the incredible influence that radio frequencies can have, especially in this day and age, in a destructive capacity upon our DNA and things of that nature, let alone how all of these things start integrating plasmids and quantum dots and 5G frequencies and how they can create little 5G frequencies can create little holes within the cell that allow for plasmids and infective organisms to get into the cell. I mean, it's folks, these, our enemy is very well thought out, is very well researched, and really understands what they're doing, right? So I respect them on that. I don't like them. We aren't going to go have a brew or something like that together, but it doesn't mean I don't respect them tremendously, because some of this stuff is just straight science fiction, or at least what we would like to think is science fiction, but it's actually science fact, what they're able to do right now, and it's kind of crazy. So there's, when we get away from nature, from what God intended for us, we are always worse off for it. When we get away from our connection to Mother Earth and to the sun and to the moon, and we're worse for it. When we allow our water to become polluted and our air to become polluted, we're always worse for it. When we allow our food to become polluted via the air and via the water and via the pesticides that they're saying have to be sprayed in order to save food production, please get out of here. That is a poison you're spraying on there, and you're calling it safe for human consumption. It's ridiculous, right? When you start putting all of these things together, and then you add in this invisible boogeyman of 5G and these frequencies, it becomes very important to learn as much as you can very, very quickly. And so what I always do when I'm exploring a new topic is I don't get myself caught up in the people who are trying to sell products. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they're going to be biased, whether they admit it or not. And sometimes the products are great and they are biased, but the products are great. And yes, we should support them. But that's not my go-to for a starting point for my own education on a topic. My starting point is typically, and I think this is the right way, is peer-reviewed literature. And when I go and read through peer-reviewed literature, I'm always going first and reading through funding statements. I want to know, is there inherent financial biases being created because the NIH funded it, or the Gavi or Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funded something? Because then I know what I'm getting when I get that. I'm not going to get an impartial review of some curiosity that they're exploring. I'm going to get, hey, we funded this study to show this thing. You know what I mean? That's not really science. That's something else. Well, when you go through the peer-reviewed literature, it starts helping set up an understanding of what's going on, but it also does something more important. It helps position you to be able to ask questions. And that's always my first go-to, is I don't know what I don't know. And I don't want to be biased by people trying to sell a product. I just want to start understanding what's going on so I can know enough to start asking good questions. And that's really the key. As I start to ask questions, I start to get ideas that I can draw on from my previous experience and previous career fields, or just my understanding of things, to start developing how I'm going to test what's going on. How can I set up a test to prove or disprove what's happening, and what's being said? And then once I have proven something, I'll typically share it with some people, behind the scenes, and see if we are getting reproducibility. Are we seeing the same thing happening that I'm seeing, And as we go through that process, by the time we've gone from research to testing to, you know, independent verification, you know, through some piloting. What now we have is a really good understanding of whether or not something works. And that's, to me, how it works now. It's not fast. Believe me, it's not fast. That's why you don't see me out there rushing around to try and steal a news cycle or some ridiculous thing like that and try to maintain some ridiculous egotistical necessity for relevance. Like, I don't have any interest in any of that stuff. I personally would love to not be needed. If you really want to know, I'm a writer at heart. I'm one of those people that likes to be a little bit secluded and off in a way, but I don't have that luxury and that's not going to be my life. So it's fine. But my point to you is when you're working in this capacity, you have to be very patient and you have to be very, you have to be very interested in challenging your own positions and then allowing people that you do trust to challenge, are knowledgeable to challenge your positions as well. So you can get to the place that you're ultimately trying to get to, which is facts. Because facts don't require belief. Facts don't require somebody's opinion. Facts don't have feelings. You know what I'm saying? A fact is reproducible. And if we can reproduce something, now we are in the realm of what science is always hoping to achieve. So I'm working, you know, on this issue. When we finished up Healing for the Ages in September, the big deal was, what are our recommendations regarding shielding? Which companies can we go to shield ourselves from all of these frequencies all around us all the time that are devastating our health? And that never really sat well with me. And it didn't sit well with me because of my background with earthing, my little bit of knowledge of grounding. It didn't sit well with me because I saw the exorbitant prices that were being charged for these products. It didn't sit well with me because when you go and you look for the research, every now and then you'll see a video that feels like it's a decent test, but you don't really get a lot of that. It's pretty much this ridiculous, because I said so. It shields you from these things because I said it does. You know what I'm talking about, the little sticker that you can put on your phone. And now magically your phone, which has five antennas in it, is totally safe for you to hold. Get out of here, please. Right now, I can put this in a Faraday bag that I've never tested. I can put this phone in and now my phone is no harm for me. No, that's, sweetheart, that's not how it works. Okay. I can, what's one of the other crazy things? Oh, here's one of the crazy things. I can put this box that I don't know what's in it. I can put this box that I don't know what's in it near a smart meter, and magically it's going to completely nullify the EMFs coming off of that smart meter. All right. And so what it started to come up for me, because I started buying thousands and thousands of dollars of shielding, you know, equipment, shielding for the phone, Faraday bags, shielding for smart meters, shielding for the computer, shielding for the EMF, shielding for the bedroom. It's shielding, shielding, shielding. It never sat well with me because that's really not the way anything works. That's an allopathic understanding of something. It's I'm going to create one. I'm going to stop this problem and create another. I'm going to block. I'm going to shield this thing, you know, there's these frequencies, and then magically you're going to be fine. And I'm like, what are you going to do? Are you going to wrap yourself in this shielding fabric? Let's say it worked. Are you going to wrap yourself in it from head to toe all day long for it? Because, you know, if it's coming in contact with any part of your body and these do penetrate through clothing and things like that, then you're going to be exposed to this. And especially if you're using technology, you're using a computer, you're using your phone, you have a Wi-Fi, you're exposing yourself to this. So this just doesn't make any sense, right? Well, I started buying after the conference all this equipment, you know, all these shielding devices, looking for things that worked and how are we going to test them? So we would use a tri-field meter and a multimeter, and we would start checking some things that, so I could see how this was doing. It got so bad, folks. I was putting up what's called a remediation device, something that's supposed to nullify signals. I was putting one up near an active smart meter. And I can tell you, having tested smart meters that if you were standing directly in front of a smart meter for upwards of about 6 feet, all the way to about 10 feet, you are being smashed with magnetics, with unhealthy magnetic fields, with directed dirty electricity, and with radio frequencies. You're getting hit with all of them in a way. And I stood in front of a smart meter installing this device, thinking this device was going to remediate like it said it did. I stood in front of and I have this video footage, okay? But I stood in front of this and I was getting poisoned as I was doing it. Within 8 minutes, I had a severe headache, was incredibly weak, had to go inside, sit down. If you know me, I never have to do anything like that. And I had to take the rest of the night off just to go and take some bentonite clay in and start to deal with some of these frequencies that my body, these EMFs, my body to absorb, because I thought this remediation device would do it for me. Nope. Didn't work. Guess how much that remediation device was? $1,000. And when I tried later in the night to open up the remediation device, even if it was going to nullify, you know, and everything, just so I could see what was in it, they used special screws, thinking that most people don't have the adapter to, so I couldn't get into it. But I did actually have the adapter. I have some special screw sets because I'm a nerd, right? And so I started opening it up, and guess what they did? They super glued those screws in there as well. So if I would have been opened it up, it would have nullified the contract or whatever, the purchase and all that stuff, right? Do you know what? I started shaking this thing around thinking there was some kind of like electronics in this device. Do you know what? I started shaking this damn thing around. You know what was in there? And I can tell you because I know what that sound is. We all know what that sound is. Sand. They sold me a plastic container, hard plastic container with sand in it. And that's going to remediate a smart meter. Are you freaking kidding me? Like, that's ridiculous. Okay. So I got a few more stories like that, but I want to set the stage. Remember, this is the first of several episodes we're going to do on this topic, right? But I want to set the stage with you. And the main point I want to make starting out is super simple. Shielding doesn't work. It just does not work. The only true shielding that you'd ever really be able to do in this incredibly, contaminated EMF field that we exist within is to put yourself underground with layers and layers of concrete and probably lead within there in that concrete to save yourself. Okay. So we're going to come right back and I'll finish this up, but I want to get into earthing versus grounding versus shielding as a thought process, just so you can understand. Please do not waste your money on shielding products. All right. And I know nobody else is out there saying that, but I am, and I'm ready for that heat. And yes, you got a problem. You got something that you say works. I want that smoke. Send it to me. I will test it. I know how to test this stuff. And we'll see if it actually does what you say it does. Be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
All right, healers, welcome back. Last segment. Let's pick up on that. I just want to keep ripping on this. So I bought some more shielding equipment or some stuff that was supposed to remediate dirty electricity. Again, spending over $1,000 on these products. You're supposed to put these things into your outlets, and that's what's going to magically cut the dirty electricity coming off of your outlets. Guess what it did? And this is the trick. It amplified the dirty electricity coming off the outlets. And what was the dead giveaway that this was going to be a scam? They had their own tool, their own measurement device that came with these remediation devices that when you plugged in their tool, it would show that it was working. So if you didn't have any other equipment, you don't have a multimeter, you don't have some kind of EMF measuring device around and you're relying just on theirs, and I plugged theirs in and guess what it showed? Remediation, it's all better. And then I put other devices around it. We recorded this too. I put other devices around it to show that no, it didn't do a damn thing, but it cost thousands of dollars. Okay. So then we start looking at some products for computers and phones, right? All these things, these little laptop things, because you know you're not supposed to have your laptop on your body, right? Well, here, what if we get these things? Those will clearly block it. Nope, amplify it. What about these things, that these protectors for my cell phone, so that I can actually put the phone to my head and it will, you know, protect from any EMFs emitting towards my head? Nope, those don't work. You know why they don't work? Because the major amplification is around the perimeter of your phone. That's where the antenna are. And if you're not blocking or shielding, whatever you want to call it, that, then all that's doing while you're holding your phone is absorbing into your body. And if there's none on the backside of your phone, right? Your phone has six sides, right? Your phone has six sides. There are EMFs coming off of all six sides. If you are not doing the whole thing and you are touching your phone, then you are charging your body up. You are having EMFs coming into you. That's just how it works, especially if all the antennas in your phone are on, the antenna for GPS, the antenna for Bluetooth, the antenna for the LTE system, the antenna for Wi-Fi. If those are all turned on, then that's just a incredibly concentrating antenna that you're holding onto. Would you go, let me ask you this, if there is an antenna out there that's dealing with four different electromagnetic frequencies, and would you go out there and hold it? No, you wouldn't do that. Not while it's on, not while it's working. And especially not if it wasn't grounded, would you do it? Let me ask you that. If it wasn't grounded, would you do it? No. Nobody in their right mind would go hold an antenna that wasn't grounded. You're going to electrocute yourself. But that's what we're doing with our phones, because they're not grounded. Right? So I've spent roughly about, at this point, oh my God, in testing, I spent probably in the neighborhood of close to $10,000 in the last couple months testing out products. I can tell you this, after testing out so many shielding products from websites with, you know, supposed research on them and telling you what they're doing and all this stuff, and here's the study, here's the independent study, and all this other garbage, I have yet to test one shielding product that works. Not one. Now, I have three more that I'm going to be testing over this week. So maybe I'll find that magical unicorn in the field where it actually does what they say it does. But thus far, every single product I have tested has failed, and failed most of the time, folks, within seconds. You are being sold high-priced crap when you're talking about shielding. And I know there's a lot of people, there's a lot of companies out there that sell shielding stuff, and they're going to have a problem with what I say. I want that smoke. I'll take that smoke. If you got a problem with what I'm saying, you have an open invitation to this radio show to come and challenge me on my positions and show me what I'm doing wrong in testing out your products, because your products aren't working. And when you really understand the ubiquitous nature of electromagnetic fields all around you, especially the closer you are in proximity to a 5G tower or an electrical, you know, an electrical a tower, they couldn't work. And it's never going to work. Because shielding your body from something that's hitting you from every angle 24 hours a day is a fool's errand when you really stop to think of it. Unless you're going to bury yourself in the ground and live in a bunker, you know, 8 feet under the ground, you're not going to get away from this. Not until we get those 5G towers taken down. And that's where you have the work of people like Odette Wilkins, who are doing such a great job of keeping this fight going to make sure we can start getting some of these towers down in communities and getting them away from football fields and playgrounds at schools that sold out to have them put up. That's how you get rid of it. And until that time, we better have some healthy habits around the use of technology so this technology doesn't do us in. So shielding is the idea, healers, that you can block something. And that's just not true, especially if you're wearing like one of the devices, like an Apple Watch or something. It's in direct contact with your skin. It's a nightmare situation. I don't know why anybody would do that. 24-hour contact of a antenna drawing these harmful EMFs into your body. That's insanity to me. Okay. Just like it's insanity to me, somebody having their phone on and in their back pocket, or worse, in their jacket pocket near their heart. What are you doing? That makes absolutely no sense. The device is not grounded. So there's no ability to dissipate the EMFs, the alternating current coming off of it. There's no chance for you doing it unless it runs through your body. You now are the grounding rod, and you're not going to be able to ground that stuff out of your body unless you take your shoes off. I mean, this is some basic 101 stuff we're talking about here. So what it did, I was reading a peer-reviewed study on quantum dots. And I've done some shows on those earlier this month, so go and check those out. I forget which radio shows they are, but just look up quantum dots, and we're starting to talk about them. Because these are semiconductors. These are small heavy metal semiconductors getting embedded in the cell structure and being delivered to us in a variety of ways, not the least of which are these damn cancer-causing chemtrails in the sky. They're also being delivered in the water. Why do you think I spent last year learning and teaching you all how to purify your water? This is one of the key skills living in this age of bioweapons we have. And now I'm going to start teaching this year another key skill for you. And that is earthing and grounding. Shielding is crap. It's a crap idea. It's crap products, overpriced, that don't work. You think something is happening and it's really not happening. It's actually, in many cases, amplifying the signal. And I've tested a number of phone cases that do amplify the signal, which is crazy. All right. But what it starts making me suspect is that that's a funded CIA op. And it's a funded CIA op that has also attracted a lot of low integrity people who don't have a problem selling you crap for far more than it costs to make it and making a mint off of it so that you believe that you're doing something positive to protect you and the people you love, when in fact just the opposite has happened. And because you're a trusting soul and a good person, you think that nobody on this side of the fence could do that. Well, I'm going to here to tell you that ain't the way the world works. And you better have a healthy skepticism if you are going to actually navigate this. And I have a very healthy skepticism. Some people would even say I have trust issues. You think after what we've been through? Yeah, I might have a few. Okay. So while shielding never appealed to me, and I'm glad that I'm not glad that the testing proved that I was right. I don't care about that. I don't care about being right as much as I want to make sure when I deliver information to you, I can back it up. If shielding had worked, believe me, I would tell you about it. I'd be setting up affiliate accounts with all these things, and we'd be blowing the big megaphone for you all. Like, hey, this company is great. This company is great. This product is great. You should get this. You should try this. Please. Okay. But what always appealed to me, and this was from this peer-reviewed article I was reading, was that returning to Earth makes sense. Grounding, earthing makes sense. If I'm accumulated with charge, I'm going to feel better when I take my shoes off and I just let my feet be in touch with Mother Earth's surface. How many of you listening feel better when you take your shoes off and you walk through the grass? I do. And that's been a consistent experience since I was a little baby. Well, that must mean there's something good about it. So it brought me back to Clint Ober's Earthing book and rereading a really good article by Chevalier in his Appendix B that really started getting into the physics of what earthing is actually doing. And then I went outside and I tested it. I grabbed my multimeter and I was like, okay, let's go see what happens to my body when I take my shoes off. And guess what happened to my AC voltage, the voltage that had accumulated in my body? Goes to zero, and it goes to zero almost instantly. And then I check the DC, and guess what I see? Then I have negative millivolts that I'm bringing electrons into my body. I mean, there might be another explanation for that that I'll do some more research on, but it just seems like the simple makes sense. When you take your shoes off and you go stand on Mother Earth's surface, in the sand, you know, why do you think people at the beach are always so happy? You know, they're breathing in ionized salt water, you know, in the vapor, and they're grounding the entire time, they're earthing the entire time. Any accumulated alternating man-made current is now no longer in their experience. It's shut off. They're cocooning themselves and just completely connected with DC voltage, DC current, you know, from Mother Earth. Well, that makes sense. So you mean to tell me if I had been using my computer all day or had been on my phone all day, holding my phone all day, and I started feeling that my nerves were tingling like something, that I'm getting this weird feeling in my hand, right? You know what I'm talking about, everybody. You've all gotten it. That weird feeling in your hand when you're holding your cell phone. And it's like, what is that? Why am I feeling tingling? It's because alternating current is developing in your body. The EMFs are doing a lot of damage to you. It doesn't feel good. And that's your body telling you, you need to put that phone down. You mean to tell me that if I go and take my shoes off and I stand on Mother Earth's surface, that any alternating current that has collected in my body zeroes out? Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you. And it is reproducible in every single person I've tested over and over and over and over and over again. We actually have testing of live blood cell samples showing and confirming that when you have the stacking of the red blood cells and they get all stuck together, that you can ground that sample and the red blood cells start to flow freely again. We actually have visual evidence of this. And that falls in line with what they were saying in Earthing, Clint Ober's book. We've proven it. We've validated what they've said. And if I understand that earth and being connected with earth, right? Because we weren't designed to be wearing shoes, and we sure weren't designed to be wearing these big, thick, rubber insulated soles and everything like that. What it does for us is it gives us a control. It helps us understand when we're testing things that this is the goal. Zero AC voltage and slightly increasing until it levels off millivoltage of direct current in the body. That's the goal. And then what I do is I start testing grounding products. And now what's the difference between earthing and grounding? Earthing is your direct contact with earth. Grounding is you're using a medium to connect to the earth. So whether it's just a grounding rod or whether you're using a grounding mat for your bed or a grounding mat, you know, somewhere in your home, you know, or you're wearing grounding shoes. Yes, there are companies that actually are making shoes that allow you to stay grounded as long as you are on a contact surface that allows it. And I've tested those shoes. And so far, the four shoes that we've tested have worked, and the sandals work the best. But the key for us when we're talking about dealing with electromagnetic frequencies, healers, is not going to be shielding ourselves in fear from them. It is going to be in allowing that negativity to run through us and giving it back to Mother Earth to recycle. And that's something that she is willing and able to do instantaneously. Especially if you can imagine this. What would life feel like if you were able to sleep for 8 hours every night and there was no magnetic fields around you, that your body was basically in a cocoon of only DC experience, DC current experience? There's no man-made AC deal that you're having to deal with. That's what we're going to talk about in future shows. We're going to talk about safe cell phone usage, because there's all this research we've been doing means that we have developed a lot of good habits around how to use our phone, how to use our computer. And we've developed actually and confirmed a sleep system that will help you ground all night long and let your body find the balance that God intended for. That's coming in a future show later this week. So I want to say to you all, may God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. And may we have the courage to receive such a blessing should it find us. While shielding won't work, it's an idea that fails on its very conception. Returning to Mother Earth and seeking our answers there are always going to serve us very, very well. And we'll find that true here yet again. I'm Dr. Henry Ely for Looking for Healing Radio. I hope this piques your interest, and I hope to see you on a future show as we really delve in to this topic. Aloha and adios.